This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today we are talking about a game-changing personal development idea, 30-day trials. 30-day trials are probably one of the most game-changing personal development ideas that I've ever incorporated into my own life. Because everyone knows, right, how hard it can be, how tough and difficult it can be to create a lasting change of any kind in life. For example, whether it's starting a gym habit or whether it be quitting smoking, starting new habits, achieving ongoing goals, routines, developing those things that we want to do in life, changing those habits for the better or installing new habits can be tough. And for most people, it can be so overwhelming that they never even get started in the first place. So what do? This is where 30-day trials really come in handy. Because the reason why 30-day trials are so effective in the first place is because they help us shift our perspective as we approach a new goal or a new habit. They shift our perspective from, oh my God, I'm way too overwhelmed for this right now. This is way too big of a thing to do. This is way too big of a habit. I can't possibly imagine myself working out every single day. That's way too much, right? We shift from that perspective of, oh my gosh, I'm way too overwhelmed right now to, hey, it's just 30 days, right? I can try anything for a month. And that allows us to ease into it. Right. And once we ease into something, we see how it works, we see whether it's effective or ineffective, then we're more likely to continue doing it or to break it, to break that habit, to not do it anymore. And so 30-day trials, they're especially helpful if you've ever had issues adopting good habits, right? Like working out every day, going vegan, journaling, etc. They're also helpful for breaking bad habits, like your addiction to social media, smoking. I don't know, doing crack cocaine while watching VR porn. I don't know what you're into, right? And so they allow us to build better habits, break bad habits. And the main idea here with 30-day trials, super simple. You pick a new habit you'd like to start, or you pick a bad habit you'd like to break, then you just try it out for 30 days. See how it goes. Because it's only 30 days, only a month, right? That's no problem. You can do that, right? Because, you know, most people can get themselves to do pretty much anything for 30 days because it's a lot easier to convince our procrastination-prone, easy-to-overwhelm brains to just stick with something new if we've broken it down into something that we believe in our minds is achievable. And what's one of the best ways to make something achievable? Attach a 30-day trial to that bad boy. 30-day trials, they give you a foreseeable future. They give you an end point in case you want to bail on this new habit after your 30-day trial is up, right? And once you're done, you can just bail on it. You don't have to do it. They also allow you to observe your new goal or your new habit that you're trying to install as an experiment. This is super important mindset-wise because when you look at something as an experiment, it means that you're really less likely to feel like a failure if you decide not to remain a vegan or whatever else goal that you're trying to attain or habit you're trying to install for the rest of your living days, right? If you decide to bail on it, it doesn't make you a failure because you were just experimenting with it all in the first place, baby. So, for example, let me give you an example. What would you say is easier? Option A, trying to convince your brain to accept a goal like work out every single day, or option B, convincing your brain to work out every day for 1 month, just 30 days. Option A seems downright overwhelming, especially if you've never exercised before, if you've rarely ever exercised, because there's no end in sight, right? It seems like this is huge. This is a huge change I need to make in my life. Exercise every day? For how long? But if you just attach 30 days to it, say, I'm going to try this for 30 days, then we get to option B. Option B now, on the other hand, seems a lot more doable, especially since you know it's only for 30 days. I will work out every day for 1 month. And then once you do that, then you'll know, okay, this is something that I want to continue doing. It's something that I want to tweak. Because if you don't like working out every day after your trial, you can just quit. Or you can choose to reevaluate your approach and tweak it to your needs. But most likely, though, the benefits of a new healthy habit, like working out every day, for instance, just throwing out that example, will be strong enough to make you want to continue doing it for the rest of your life. And if not every day, at least on a regular basis, right? It'll help you establish that keystone habit of exercising. And once you develop that habit, it explodes into positive changes in every other area of your life. And so that's an example of a 30-day trial. Here's an example of a 30-day trial that I am doing right now. And that is, and I've been doing it for as of January 5. So January 5th, I started doing a 30-day trial for a plant-based diet. So I'm going plant-based diet vegan for 30 days. I want to see how it makes me feel because I'm always looking to optimize. And most of my experimentation, in fact, with 30-day trials has been with my diet. Over the years, I've done several different 30-day trials just to see, how do I optimize my health? How do I optimize my energy? And so I recently had been just reading more about vegan diets, plant-based diet, and just trying to figure out what the thing is here, what the science is. And then I saw a couple of documentaries that actually blew my freaking mind on all of this. And it really compelled me to want to do this, to go plant-based because of all the benefits. And I'm not talking about plant-based, I'm not trying to push it on you. I'm just telling you about my 30-day trial here and one that I'm actually doing. It's a current 30-day trial of my own. And so won't get into all of that with you specifically about the plant-based diet, but that's just an example. Another one that I've done, I've gone vegetarian for a month. I did that a couple of years ago. I went pescatarian for a month, which was just eating seafood. And that really helped me. I felt great afterwards. The only reason why I stopped doing that is because of all the potential mercury content rise in my body. That's not good for you. So I decided to just cut that down. I went vegan for a month. And I'm doing that again now a few years later. Some other ones I've done. I have done no TV for a month. Now, this one I did a few years back and it was so beneficial because it allowed me, it was like pockets of time just opened up in my day that allowed me to learn more about the goals that I was trying to achieve. It allowed me to read more. And I believe this was actually when I established my 1 hour a day of reading habit, when I started working on that one. And it allowed me to just, it opened up so much more time for me. I did more reading. I journaled. I wrote more. I met up with people. I went outside, right? So no TV for a month. This one I loved so much that in fact, I actually ended up doing a 1 year trial after this one. After this 30-day trial, and I ended up going no TV whatsoever, zero, nada, zilch, for one full year. Game changer, game changer. And so some other ones that I've done, some other examples of 30-day trials, meditating every day, that's one that I actually have continued forward and moved on doing on an ongoing basis. Some other ones, I eliminated all gluten-containing foods, to go back to the diet stuff, for 30 days. That was a game changer. It resulted in me adopting a 90% gluten-free diet, just for my body specifically. I don't have celiac disease or anything like that. I think I just have a mild gluten intolerance. And I've just learned that I just feel better when I don't eat gluten. And gluten-containing foods like white bread, wheat bread, things like that. And so anything that is gluten, by the way, which if you haven't heard of it by now, is just anything that contains wheat, barley, or rye. And so if you avoid those foods, for some people, it's helpful. For some others, it doesn't really make any difference whatsoever. So for me, it did. Another one that I did a 30-day trial on that eventually actually turned into a lifelong habit was waking up earlier, becoming an early riser. So I did a 30-day trial. I said, I'm going to wake up every day at 5 a.m. for 30 days. I'm going to force myself to do it no matter what. I did that. Game changer. Game changer. I ended up getting so much more done in the morning time. and it was so much more peaceful in the morning time. And then I eventually added other habits to that early rising habit, like getting up early and going to the gym first thing, and then reading thereafter, going out for a walk in nature, meditating, all those things, getting all that stuff done before 8 a.m. I felt like Superman, dude, because I felt like I was getting more done before other people woke up than they did in their entire day. And so that was a big one for me, big one for me. Not trying to impress, by the way, just trying to impress upon you that these 30-day trials are huge. They can really be game changers. Another one example is telling your spouse or partner what you've are grateful for about them on a daily basis. So for me, I just told my wife every day, hey, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful that you did this. I'm grateful that you're such an awesome mom to our beautiful baby, Nora. I'm grateful that you made such a kick-ass dinner tonight. I'm grateful that, you know, all these things. And then some days I'm just tired to say, I'm grateful for your face, right? And then I'll go to bed. And she does the same thing for me. And we exchange gratitude. We call them gratitude good nights. And so that ended up turning into a lifelong habit for us. And another one that I did a 30-day trial on that ended up becoming a lifelong habit was complimenting somebody new every day. And that was huge. It just makes you feel good. You don't expect anything back. You just compliment somebody. Standing in line at the bank, hey, nice watch, dude. I like that watch, man. Where'd you get it? What kind of watch is that? You know, that makes the other person feel good. Makes you feel good for making the other person feel good. Another one is reading. Like I said earlier, reading for doing a 30-day trial to read every day for at least 15 minutes ended up resulting in me turning that habit, stacking that habit, and, you know, adding on to that habit and going from, for the first 30 days, 15 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day to 25 to 30 to 45 to 60 minutes a day, right? And so you can build upon those habits, but you start with a small 30-day trial, right? Another one, going out for walks every day, writing every day, journaling every day, working out every day. This is a big one. No Facebook for a month. Huge. Here are some other ideas for 30-day trials that you might want to think about, you might want to consider experimenting with. These are some that I haven't necessarily tried myself. All of the ones that I listed previously are 30-day trials that I have tried and or have continued to turn into lifelong habits. We'll talk about more about that here in just a second. But some other ones, some other ideas, you could do no cursing for 30 days. You could meet somebody, go out and meet somebody new every day for 30 days. You could just not use your phone for 30 days. I don't know how, what kind of impact that could have on your life, but I can imagine you learn a lot more about yourself. Another one, no internet for a month. I know I'll try this one day. Combine both of these and go off the grid completely for one full month. That means no phone, no internet. I'm not going to try that anytime soon. I can do it for a weekend or so, but I'm not going to try that for a month, at least not right now, especially since my business and so much of what I do depends upon the internet and using my phone. But just some ideas that maybe you want to try them out. If you do try that out, let me know how it goes. Right, another one, don't complain for a month. See how you feel after that one. Another one, and this might be an odd one, especially coming from me, but no goals for a month. Just try to use systems only. That's a really interesting one. I find that pretty compelling. Another one, no drinking for a month. All right, so these are all just ideas for 30-day trials to see how you feel, see how it goes. And then after the 30-day trial, you can add some, you can make some up, whatever it is that you want to do, and see how it goes for you. And if you like it, continue it. Because if you can do something for 30 days, then you're going to be more likely to be able to actually turn that into a lifelong habit. So now let's talk a little bit more as we close it out about turning good trials into good habits, right? Say you have a really awesome 30-day trial, right? If you enjoyed that 30-day trial, it's likely that you're gonna wanna turn that bad boy into a lifelong habit. Habits make things easy because we execute them automatically and without much willpower, right? It's like going to the gym at the same time every day. Once you turn that into a habit, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to force yourself to do it. You don't have to expend unnecessary willpower trying to get yourself to actually go to the gym in the first place that you could be using on other more fruitful activities. So once you can develop a habit, it's a lot easier to execute it because you do it automatically. If you think about how you back into your car, back into your garage, or how you drive in the first place, right? If you think about driving, do you know how many different brain cells you're firing off at the same time driving on the highway, using your peripheral vision to make sure nobody just jumps into your lane and just kills you, crashes in your car? You're doing all of these things on autopilot in your brain, right? As you drive, you're taking part in so many different behaviors simultaneously that you had to learn and make into a habit in order to be able to do it so seamlessly, easily, automatically, right? That's a habit. Driving is a habit, and it's no easy task to drive. You take a guy that's been living in a jungle, you put him in a car, he'll freaking kill himself in a minute, right? He'll crash into a tree. So think about how important it is to develop something into a habit. And if you think about 30-day trials and using a 30-day trial, if you can get yourself to do that 30-day trial, then you'll be able to more easily get yourself to actually turn that 30-day trial into a lifelong habit. Now, lifelong habits, they're hard to start because they do require this thing we called willpower just a minute ago. Until they've been fully installed, they require willpower. You need to force yourself to do it. You need to develop the discipline to do it. That's what will be the hard part about your 30-day trial in the first place. Now, if you can get past that sticking point, right? Which, by the way, that's why it's important to just do one big habit at a time, pursue one big goal at a time, because it requires us to expend so much of this discipline and willpower that's why it's a good idea to just focus on installing one at a time. Now, again, with this 30-day trial, for some folks, a 30-day trial can be enough time to build a behavior into a regular habit. You've already, for some folks, their bodies and minds are so quickly assimilated to that behavior that after 30 days, boom, it's already turned into a habit. By the way, that 21-day, do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit, that's a myth. That's a myth, by the way. So if you've ever tried it and you've let yourself down, you felt like a failure because you were unable to install a habit after 21 days, it's okay. I've been there too, because it's a myth, right? It's different for everybody. For most people, in fact, it can take a lot longer or a little bit longer to turn that 30-day trial into a long-term habit. How long? The number, it varies from person to person, but according to research, it actually takes most people about 66 days to develop a discipline into a habit, right? So 66 days on average, where it's going to suck to try to get up early every day, to eat, to make better food choices, to go out and run a mile every other day, or whatever habit you're trying to install, right? To not light up that cigarette, right? To do these different things, to not curse, to not whatever, right? To not complain, just looking at some of these 30-day trial lists that I have here. So these things, it's going to suck to resist. It's going to suck to avoid. It's going to suck to get that discipline up, to actually get up and do that thing, take that action for a month to 60 days. On average, again, 66 days to develop that discipline into a habit. But once you do that, baby, once you get past that sticking point, that initial hump, once you've climbed that mountain, it's easy, baby. It's on autopilot. It's like driving your car. No problem. It's like brushing your teeth. It's a part of you now. So once you hit that point, once you get past that plateau, if you can summon up the discipline to do something, then you'll be able to turn that into a lifelong habit. If you can do it for that 66-day period, on average for most people, you will turn it into something you can do for life. And then you can choose to install another habit. Start with another 30-day trial and renew that cycle. Do it again, right? So again, this number might vary for you depending on your situation, but remember that it's not something that you can do overnight. Again, it is possible though. And if you can get yourself to do something for 30 days, you're already almost halfway towards transforming that trial into a habit that sticks for life. which brings us to one of the biggest benefits of starting a 30-day trial. They serve as what I like to call habit ramps. In the same way that you cautiously merge onto a major highway from an exit ramp, 30-day trials can help you merge onto major life-transforming habits. Because when you think about it, habits, after all, they're the invisible architecture of our lives. They help us build our lives. And since we have the power to choose which habits we want to install and which ones we do not want to install, we are, in essence, the architects of our lives. So go out there and build the life of your dreams, the most meaningful life that you can possibly conjure up. You can use 30-day trials, turn them into habits to help you get there, and go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.